This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
It be Friday.
Yes, it be. TGIF, right?
More than that, yeah.
TGIF? All right, then. But you had part of yesterday off.
Yeah.
But you probably still worked.
Oh, you saw the text message, I'm sure. So, yeah.
I did.
Yeah, yesterday morning it was, but I took everybody out to Boathouse and ice cream, so it made it worth it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Welcome to Party Line on a Friday here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. That voice across the desk is Melissa Miller. I'm Cindy Lovelace, and Party Line is presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you are not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, Mann Chevrolet, GMC in Delphi, The Farmers Bank, Jerry's Body Shop, Shoop's Country Foods, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Culligan?
No.
Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dane Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinting. Boy, today's a good day to think about Marchand's window tinting.
Yeah, you saw where I was parked.
VFW Post 1110 in Frankfurt, Copper Electric Services LLC, and Braden Business Systems. So thanks to all of our sponsors that help us bring you Party Line. Hey!
We got guests in house, but I got something really quickly I want to say.
Fair enough.
I got a phone call this morning, and we had had, for those of you who remember, Ashley Rippey, her son had a bad accident in Texas.
Yes.
Has been he is paralyzed from the shoulders down. He is getting a little bit of use through therapy and everything back into his hands.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
And his, yeah, they don't know how much, you know, therapy will continue when they get him home. They're in Colorado right now.
That's where the accident was?
The accident was in Texas.
Okay.
He is at a very, very good hospital, national hospital, for paraplegics and that type of injury, spinal cord injuries. But Rob Vogue, the building services director, administrator for the city of Frankfort, called me this morning. Cameron got released early. They weren't expecting him to come home just yet. So the family will be leaving Colorado this morning. They're going to take 2 days to get home. The city of Frankfort, along with all the other companies and different organizations that have tried to come together to help do things for this family, are at a mad dash right now. In fact, Rob was driving to Glendale Avenue, which is where the Rippies reside. And he wanted to, he wanted us to get it over the airwaves. Please avoid that area if you can. They're going to be having equipment coming in. There has been a ramp donated, and they're going to get that installed. All the landscaping has been donated because it's all going to have to be tore out and redone. So they were going to be trying to get all the landscaping done. So the only thing they are not going to be able to get done before they get here in the next 2 days is all the concrete work.
Mm.
They will have to come back and do that, but they are at least going to get everything done that they can possibly get done so that they can get Cameron in the house.
Sure.
Easily and everything. So he wanted everybody to please avoid that area. That's going to be going on. Tim Clark that we had on. He's working with them too. I mean, it's just, Rob said he cannot believe how the community has come together just since Ashley was on. You know, they've been working behind the scenes trying to get some of this stuff organized anyway. But just since Ashley was on last week, when I talked to her on the phone, that they can't believe how the community has just poured in to this family. So please avoid Glendale Avenue so that they can get this work done and get it, because Cameron's going to be home in 2 days.
All right. So, thank you very much for the update. Thank you to the community and everybody that, yeah. Again, I say we live in one of the best communities ever.
Yeah, and Rob is going to let us know.
Many hands make light work, so yeah, we appreciate everybody's help.
We are going to talk to Rob again later down the road, how everything came together, and also what his office for the city of Frankfort does. So, but anyway, I thought that was really cool that Rob called this morning.
Yeah, we appreciate that very much. In the meantime, we have other guests in the studio today. Emily Himmersbach is with the Community Foundation. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're so good.
That's good. Tell us who you brought with you today.
I brought Bonnie Fairchild is our second year intern. She's back. She came back, so we must not be that terrible. She came back to hang out with us for a second summer. She is a Purdue student studying. You're going to have to jump in here for me and tell me what you're studying. Yep. Close.
I'm studying public relations and strategic communication at Purdue right now.
Yeah.
Anything else like in particular you want me to say?
I'm just wondering, you came back for a second year, so apparently you enjoyed the first year.
Yes, I really enjoyed my first year. I feel like I learned a lot. It came at a great time in my college career. I did that after my freshman year. I just finished up my sophomore year, so coming back, I'm learning a lot already, just like on top of everything from last summer, kind of expanding that experience, and it's been just amazing.
And helping with all kinds of projects, which is why Emily's here again today. Mm-hmm. She's going to need a nap.
Poor girl had to say, I said, she walked in the door May 13th, and I said, so, mentally prepare yourself.
I do want to say one thing, though. It is rare for a freshman to get an internship. So that says a lot about you and your accomplishments already. So, and you know, and here your sophomore year coming back and doing your internship, another internship again. I mean, that's rare. Normally freshmen do not get, freshmen and sophomores, either one, get internships. So that says a lot about you.
Oh, for sure. And she, believe it or not, a lot of things have changed at the foundation. I mean, we talked about, you know, Skylar left us, our communications officer before, and at first, Bonnie was actually going to be our interim communications officer. She wasn't just going to be an intern this summer. She's still, you know, fulfilling part of that role as well, but, you know, we had so many staffing changes, and then Kat came on board, but I would say she's still taking on a lot more responsibility this summer than she did last summer, because, like, we're just so busy with events and stuff, and so she's been a huge part of it. I can't believe that we have workload and more in our marketing department for three people at this point, and we're all three extremely busy right now, which is great. But yes, Bonnie is fantastic. We love having her on the team, and she having her come back this summer was great because she retained information from last summer, so she came in, really hit the ground running day one. I mean, it's just been a little bit crazy, but it's all good.
Crazy because there's some great stuff happening. I mean,
yes,
we just got through graduation and handing out grant after grant after grant, but maybe there's a little more of that still to come. So let's talk about the big celebration that we have coming up next week.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, this is my deep dive into all things events. I've had an event every 2 weeks since the beginning of May. And before that, we released an annual report. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but yeah, so we're just doing all the exciting things at the foundation, but next week in particular we're doing a very exciting thing. Clinton County Community Foundation is celebrating 30 years.
That's hard to believe, actually.
I know. So 1996 was when Clinton County jumped on board with us at the Howard County Foundation, and so we're really excited to get with the community, and we are partnering with the City of Frankfort to throw a community concert, but it's kind of It's evolved since we started this project, and I was just telling you guys off air, it's just growing and growing every day in the best way possible. So we have food trucks coming out. We have balloons and more coming out, so you can make your own balloon. We have nonprofit booths. We have passports that you get to do as an attendee. Go meet all the nonprofits. You enter into drawing for some special prizes. Thanks to YLO for helping us out with that. We have foundation booths. We have all the swag. We have Jake Toban coming out to play music for y'all. We're going to give away $30,000 on Thursday.
What?
$30,000 in grants and scholarships on Thursday. We're so excited. And these are all outside of our normal, like, cycles, what's normally happening. These are special. They're going to be special drawings that night. Students have applied over the month of May. We have students apply for the scholarship and the scholarships, I should say. There's three of them. They're different from our other scholarships. Our committee really worked hard. Our board really worked hard to think about what would be impactful, what was important to them. They wanted people that are local to Clinton County that care about community service. And this is a very broad scholarship, so it could help somebody in a trade school, could help somebody, you know, an adult student, could help a current student. So students applied, and now they just have to come in and check in at the concert after their application's in. They just check in, and we're going to draw from that pool on Thursday night, and they're going to get to come up on stage and win a $5,000 scholarship.
So since they've already applied, this is now it's a random drawing.
Yes, from the applications.
I kind of like that.
Yes, from the applications. Yep. And then we also have, so we have three $5,000 scholarships that are going to be drawn Thursday night. We also have three $5,000 grants that are going to be drawn Thursday night. And we have that pool all set up as well, too. So it's going to be really fun. I'm really excited. And the community is going to get to see what we do kind of all in one moment up front on the stage. And Emerald and Bethany are going to share more about their programs. We're going to talk about the foundation. And we're just going to have good music and just have a good time as a community celebrating, like, what you guys have done. Like, this is not us. This is everybody in the community. And it makes me wrap back to what you were just talking about, Melissa, about, you know, this family coming home and just how the community wraps around them. And I just think that that's why one of the reasons why this community is so special. Like, you guys just wrap around a mission and go for it, whether it's a match goal or a family in need, a nonprofit that needs something. Like, that's just been this community from the get-go. And I know one of your questions that you had written down was like, you know, what do you believe has been the key to the growth and the community trust and all that? It's the people. Like, it's the people in the communities that we serve. It's all of the volunteers locally that work on the board and committees helping us, guiding us as staff and what to do in this community and how to make great impact. It's the trust that this community has in us and the trust we have in them. But it's the people that make the big difference for us. And, you know, it's the people. People are the reason, you all are the reason that the Clinton County Community Foundation exists, and also the reason that we are, you know, celebrating 30 years. Mm-hmm. It's just so cool.
It
I
is.
Love it.
And I say, it's the whole many hands make light work. If
Absolutely.
Everybody gives a little,
yep.
we can make a big impact in our community here. And that's what I like about the Community Foundation and these organizations that we're working with.
For sure, for sure. And I'm so excited, like, to be able to bring our nonprofit partners along with us to celebrate this, that was really important to me and our committee when we really started thinking about what we wanted to do to celebrate was, like, we want to celebrate with our partners because, you know, they're also the reason we're here. They, you know, they do the work. They're the boots on the ground. We are the conduit between donors and nonprofits. We just make the moves and help facilitate things. So having them come join us and celebrate with us is really important to me. And also, like, getting to have these booths and have you guys come visit them and get to know these people that we've known along this journey all this time and how their passion and what they do in the community is it just ever more important to us. So
how many nonprofits do you think will be joining us that evening?
Well, so booth-wise, right now we have 9 nonprofit booths. And then I also have other nonprofits that are going to be joining us in different capacities, whether it's board members or staff. So they're going to be all around. Yeah, they're going to be all around in lots of different ways. So even if you're just wherever you're sitting, make sure, you know, you turn and say hi to your neighbor, get to know them, because there are probably some cool people in the crowd on Thursday night that are going to be really fun to talk to. And we're going to be walking around talking to people, too. I might look a little bit stressed, but it's okay.
No, by then it'll be okay. You'll have all the planning done because it will be happening.
Yes, I'll just have my hair up and be running around, and it'll be fine.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and music as well. And again, this is in cooperation with the city of Frankfort, and so we're super looking forward to it. We'll be broadcasting live, in fact, that night as well. So if you are unable to attend, you can still attend by listening on the radio and find out who we draw, because that's going to be the exciting part, drawing the names and the groups.
Yes, so they're going to get announced, so it'll be happening, the drawing will be happening at 7 p.m., the concert starts at 6:30, and then they'll be announcing that on air with you, we'll have a board member with you, and then our winners are going to come talk on air with you, so that's going to be really fun. We're going to whisk them off the stage right over to Cindy so that they can share kind of what they do, or for the students, what they're going to do with these scholarships, these special scholarships that they're going to get to win. So that's going to be really
cool. That's a chunk of change, $5,000.
Yeah. It's going to be helpful for them.
That's like really helpful, not just, we're grateful for anything, but that's a chunk.
That's the thing we talked about. We wanted these to be impactful scholarships, impactful grants, because, we're celebrating 30 years, 30,000 for 30 years. It seemed to, it's had a ring to it. So we thought, let's do it. let's deep dive in. And the board was on board with it too. So we're just excited.
Yeah, this is very exciting. So coming up, that's this coming Thursday, not yesterday, but this coming Thursday, which is the 11th. So we hope everybody will come out and join us at Prairie Creek Park, not just for the concert this time, but for the 30th celebration.
Yep, so concert, we're going to have booths. We have swag bags to give away. First 250 people will get swag bags with all kinds of goodies from the Community Foundation. We have T-shirts. We have temporary tattoos for the kids with little foundation stuff. I'm really excited about
kids.
That.
I will probably temporary have one tattoo. On. Yeah, me too.
Maybe two, maybe three. I'm very excited about them. I may have taken them all around the office the day that I got them in. We have stickers. I'm trying to think what else. There's so much. You can pick up a passport, go see all the nonprofits, return that to us with all the initials. You'll be in a drawing, which Sydney and Melissa will draw on Friday morning. They get to do some fun stuff for us. So we'll have some drawings, not one drawing, but a couple drawings from those boxes Friday morning on Party Line. So
fun.
Yeah.
This keeps getting better and better.
I know. And I just want to say, I want to wrap one thing back. A huge shout out to City of Frankfort for partnering with us. Throwing a concert is not really in my wheelhouse. So having them alongside us to facilitate that at Prairie Creek Park has just been phenomenal. They've been a great guide and just great partner. And I think it's really cool to do this in Prairie Creek Park because we were able to help fund that back when they created it. So we were able to provide a matching grant for that. And I think that's just kind of we're going to be celebrating a space that we partnered together.
It's come full circle.
Full circle.
It?
Yeah, full circle. So it's just where we're going to celebrate really recognizes all the partnerships and what we do and why we do it. So I am just very excited to hang out with everybody, and I hope that you can make it out. Please come early. I would say my idea of doors open at 6:00. If you need to check in as a student or a nonprofit, definitely make sure that you do that between 6 and 6:30. Check-in closes at 6:30. So,
It actually closes. So
yeah, check in for if you're a student that applied, if you're a nonprofit, check-in closes at 6:30, so you need to arrive before 6:30. We'll be making announcements during the entrance time, too. The concert officially starts at 6:30, so there'll be some music, and then we'll do our little drawing at 7. So we've got pretty solid plan there, but come between 6 and 6:30, go explore. We got some vendors. We've got some fun stuff to do. So it's going to be a fun night.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I hope the weather holds out for us. And it's just
Now, it's looking good. I check every day. It's looking hot, though, but
I'll
it's looking
take
good.
That. I'll take that. Absolutely. All right. So that's coming up on Thursday. What else do we have on the docket? Because, like I said, we just got done with grants and people graduating high school. Wasn't that pretty cool to see all these kids? And, when you think about how much money went out to the community that's going to go for education and getting these people moving forward with their careers and their lives and so forth, that's got to be an awesome feeling.
Yeah, our scholarships officer, Bethany, has a great time going to the awards ceremonies. Our board members jump in on that, too. They attend them because we serve three counties, so there are nights that there are, like, multiple schools during multiple ceremonies, so we have to kind of get volunteers from our board and be like, hey, can you guys help us get these certificates out and share these scholarships, because like we just can't do it all, which is really cool that we have so many.
That's a good problem.
Yeah, that we can't facilitate getting them all out by ourselves. But I know she has a fun time getting to share that and sharing that celebration with the schools. And our next little, you know, just because we're not just doing that, the concert, but you'll start seeing signs blooming here soon. I like to say they're blooming because they just pop into the ground all of a sudden. we'll be out in Clinton, Carroll, and Howard counties probably, I would say, in the next, like, 2 weeks, getting those signs out. So you'll get to see where your students are that got scholarships. So we celebrate them and just their accomplishment to, you know, they do hard work to get a scholarship. It's not,
absolutely,
you know, it's not just they spend time applying for those, and to win one, they are recognized by a committee that, you know, chose their application. So we want to celebrate them. And so you'll see those signs all over the counties. And I think it's so fun because, like, I love to drive around and be like, oh, there's one of our community foundation scholars houses. That's so fun. So yeah, those will be out soon.
They like them too, because I see the parents put them up on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, they want to celebrate their kids.
Absolutely.
You're so proud. It's
absolutely
so cool. I love to see the pictures, too. I always tell them, like, please take pictures of your students with your signs so we can share them, because we just love that. There's actually a few in the annual report this year from last year. So
that's good.
Yeah. Fun stuff. Fun stuff happening. Yeah.
Emily Himmersbach and Bonnie Fairchild are with the Community Foundation, and they are our guests on Party Line today. We've talked about what we've got going on here now, but what are you looking for and what are you hearing from the community could be some of our needs throughout the rest of the year? Are you able to tell us that yet, or is that kind of secretive?
I wouldn't say it's secretive. There's just a lot happening right now. You know, we have a couple different grant programs happening that we're working through. I'm going to say that the rest of the year is going to be really exciting, because we have some other dollars that we're facilitating through the Lilly Endowment, and then we have our normal grant cycles, so there's going to be a lot of grants going out in the rest of the year between all three counties, and some really big, cool ones, I think. So just excited for that. That process, it's all in process right now. A lot of it's confidential because they're the committee. I know that.
Darn it.
A dumb, annoying word, confidential.
I was trying to probe you for information.
I know. You can't probe me. I'm a sealed box. And also, I don't even sit in those rooms. So I wouldn't even know anyways, which is the point. But those committees are working through those applications right now, working through the processes. There's a lot of need, I will say, which is challenging for them, I think, because they have to really weigh those needs and deep dive into those applications and be intentional with the process. I think we have fantastic committee members in all three counties that take time to really think about what is most impactful for the community, and facilitating those dollars, but also being good stewards and recognizing the donors that have, you know, invested in these grants and these funds that we have, and making sure that we're making the money go as far as it possibly can, to make sure that we honor all of the people that have donated to the foundation. So that's one of our key mission vision statements, is that we want to be good stewards. And so that means that as staff, we're good stewards of every dollar that we have. As board members, they're good stewards of our grants budget and good stewards of, you know, all the rules and making sure everything runs well, and just making sure that we're good stewards of everything that we've been given. Because, you know, I mean, we have nearly 700 funds in-house close to $130 million that we're, you know, managing and making sure that those grow. And then taking those dollars off the growth and getting them back into the community is a big process. And we want to make sure that we keep doing a really good job, being transparent and keeping relationships open, and just being, like I said, being good stewards is really important to us. So,
but I think you guys have been pretty transparent about that. I know that you have to show your work, and, you know, that has to be all, I don't know if it's quote certified or whatever, but I know you guys are on top of all of that.
Yeah, we're a foundation that does participate in national standards. It's not required. You don't have to participate in that.
That's what I was trying to think of. I didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, I knew where you were headed.
Yeah.
So we voluntarily participate participate in national standards, and it's a certification we get every 3 years. And that's a very in-depth process. It takes months to go through. They look at everything from, you know, our board makeup to, you know, one time. They look at different things every year. We never know what they're going to look at. They give us requests for different documents, but they even deep dive. They've deep dived into, like, when a check comes in the door, what's the process for it to get in? They're really particular about making sure that we are doing the best possible job, keeping the bar really high on everything that we do. And so it's helpful for us because it does make us look at processes again, but it also just, I think, gives some validity to the work that we do, and also some trust. I hope that it gives you some trust that, you know, we're asking outside people. We voluntarily do an audit every year. We voluntarily do the national standards certification. Like, we do these things to make sure that we are doing the best job possible for our communities, and that you can trust the work that we're doing. So, you know, it's a lot of work for us internally, but it's worth it in the long run because it makes us better at what we do and keeps the bar high.
Absolutely. What else do you have on your list today?
You know what? I want to just tell you, like, if you haven't checked out our 2025 annual report, please check that out. It's going to be up on the website soon. I dropped some off for you. You have a bag of goodies. So if you don't have a 2025 annual report and you're interested in the Community Foundation, YLO has some. We have lots at the office. We will have a bunch at the concert. So if you want to do that, you can do that. Come get a swag bag. There's going to be lots of goodies in that about the foundation. Yeah, that's what I have today. I just really wanted to share about that and make sure that you guys know about the concert. Please come out, share it on your Facebook pages. We have the event is on Facebook, so you can check out our Facebook page, Community Foundation Serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties.
You can also check it out on the Clinton County Daily News Facebook page. Yeah. It's up there already as well.
Thank you for sharing that. We love that.
Glad to do it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we want everybody. It's a party.
I know.
I mean, this one's actually a party. You know, sometimes it's like, okay, we've got to get this done. But this is just to celebrate what our community has done.
Yes.
And that's what I like about it. I mean, I feel like everybody works so hard to try and make these things happen. And like I say, we chip away a little bit at a time. But once in a while, it's nice to celebrate what we've actually accomplished.
Also, let's hang out together. Like, if I don't know you, come up and say hi. Like, I think one of the biggest roadblocks for me that I always am trying to, like, break down is that because we're a three-county foundation, we're physically located in Kokomo. But we're over here all the time. I know, Cindy, you can attest to that because you and I see each other in a lot of things.
We do.
I'm like, oh, there's Cindy again. And we give each other hugs and hang out. But, you know, I think that I wish that I knew more of our donors and more people. Like, I'm working really hard to get out there more, and we all are. We all know different people. But, like, the concert is a great opportunity. Our entire staff is going to be there. Please come talk to us. Ask us what department we work in. Get to know us. You know, finance is going to be at tables, ready tables. Like, you can meet our CFO. You can meet our accounting director, accounting administrator Addie, our accounting director Stephanie. You can meet our new office person that it took over from Miss Lucinda, who retired last week. Chanel is amazing, and I can't wait for you all to meet her. She is really taking the torch from Lucinda, and I'm very excited. Lucinda's very excited about it. I texted her last night and I said, are you enjoying every day being Saturday?
Did she say yes?
She said she loved that the alarm is not going off anymore. And I said, you're a jerk. Don't say that. No, actually, I told her I loved her. So, and I miss her, but I'm very happy for it. It's a good thing. So for her, but yeah. So I want you guys, like, please come say hi. Please come introduce yourself if I don't know you, because we want to be rooted in each community that we work in.
Sure. Bonnie, are you going to be there as well?
I am going to be there. I'm very, very excited. Yeah. It should be a fun day.
Yes, we're looking forward to it very much. So what do you hope to get out of your internship here, and what are your plans long term?
As of right now, I'm still kind of exploring options for the long term. I do still have 2 years left of school, so hopefully I'll figure it out in that time. But definitely, I feel like this is kind of the perfect position. It's close to home. I graduated from Kokomo High School, so the office is really near where I live. But it's been a great learning experience to learn about all things marketing, public relations, because obviously you learn a lot in the classroom, but it's also hands-on experience is super important, and making connections in the field is also super important. So those are kind of some of the major things I've gotten out of it.
Sure, absolutely. Boiler up, right?
Yes, boiler up, hammer down.
Had to get my little plug in there for our boiler makers. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, I would also like for you really quickly here to tell everybody how they can go online if they can't make it out and if they would still like to contribute, how they can do that. Because, again, I feel like you guys have put in the work. You have one of the easiest websites for folks.
We try.
Yes. So this is easy for you to donate this way.
Yeah, and I'll tell you real quick. So I know we kind of like gave a sneak peek of it, but we do have another match happening.
Okay, I didn't know if we were able to talk about it.
We are allowed to talk about it.
I think we need to then, real quick. Let's give them the rundown.
Let's talk about it. So Lily Endowment, they dropped a really big surprise on all of us that they're doing matches back to back, which never
has happened
one other time, but like rarely happens. It was a huge surprise to all the community foundations. We're tripling the impact on unrestricted funds again. And so $30 for 30 years is kind of my like name right now of it. So like we're going to talk about that at the concert too. But if you want to just donate $30 for 30 years and you donate it to an unrestricted fund, it's going to turn into $90. It's going to turn into $90 because of the match. And so, join us in that. You could go to cfclinton.org/give-now or just cfclinton.org and click the Give Now button. Either way, you can do cfcarroll.org, cfhoward.org. They all go to the same website. We have a 3-county website. You'll see the county names on top so you can look at the funds in your specific county. And I want all people to know one thing, important thing, and a misconception I hear a lot of times. If you donate to a Clinton County fund, it is always going to stay in Clinton County. Same with Carroll, same with Howard. We are a 3-county foundation, but we steward the dollars in the community that they are donated to. They are not your, just because we're a 3-county foundation does not mean that your donation to Clinton County is going to leave Clinton County. It will never leave Clinton County. It will always stay in your community. I have had that question several times, so I just want to clarify and make sure people know. Your donation in your county will stay in your county and stay in your county forever. So the donations come in. We like to say give, grow, grant. It's the 3 G's. So you give to the Clinton County Foundation. We grow it, and then we take the growth off of that, and we grant it. But your dollar just keeps growing and growing and growing over and over again. It keeps giving back to the community.
So how much was the last Lily Endowment that we were trying to match?
Yeah. So we needed $375,000. To get the match total, which would make $750,000 going into our unrestricted funds, and they are doing the exact same thing again.
Okay, that's what I wondered if we were the same. And how long do we have to do this?
We have till summer of 2028, so we have a little bit of time. But that doesn't mean we want to slow the roll.
I like to get it over with. You know how I was. If we can get there, the quicker the better. And I know that people are probably thinking, "Well, I just gave," but it all adds up if we all give a little.
Yeah, I mean, and that's Bonnie and I were just talking about that in the car on the way over here. I was telling her, like, I think one of the roadblocks people have is sometimes, or a misconception again, is like, well, I can't give $5,000, so I'm not going to give. You can give $20. Like, every dollar counts in this match and in any part of the foundation. And so, jump in with us, join the mission. I will say Clinton County is already ahead of the game a little bit because you guys finished the last match a little early. And so Lily Endowment was kind enough to let us start the next match as soon as we finished the last match. Yeah, so I don't know the exact numbers, but I know that you guys were already like a certain way in by January 1st before our deadline for last year. So, I know. So you guys could win the race again. I think Howard County is ahead of you guys right now. But you got time.
We got time. We'll get there.
We got a celebration concert coming up. You know, maybe we could just like finish the goal that night.
That'd be cool. Gosh, could you imagine?
I'm not setting that goal. That's my
That'd
goal
be
right
awesome.
Now is just to celebrate and party. But So $375,000 we have to raise, and Lily will match that 2-for-1. So we say triple your impact, and that'll bring in $750,000 into our unrestricted funds, which will, those unrestricted funds help with our grant cycles. So you see, we can talk about those all the time. We have other fund types. You can donate to those too. Don't feel like you can't just because the match is just effective to the unrestricted funds because that's what Lily has chosen to match for. We have you know, field of interest funds, designated funds, donor advised funds. You know, you'll see in the annual report, the Ransom family has a donor advised fund. You know, you can donate to that too. Like if that's what is meaningful to you, please do that. Like, go look at our funds and find something that matters to you. That's what I say.
Yeah, and you know, I do think it's important what you said, because every little bit helps. You do not have to give thousands. And when we were doing our live broadcast in Carroll County last year, we had somebody drive by and just hand us a $10 bill.
Yep.
Well, that $10 became $30.
Yep.
So it doesn't have to be thousands every time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people... I know this is funny, but I've worked in a not-for-profit before, and some people literally allocate some month every month because they're on a fixed budget.
Yeah.
Fine. We'll take your $3 every month. Mm-hmm. We'll take your $10 every month to help get, you know, because mm-hmm. they want to give, but they have, we'll take that. We're just happy.
Yeah. Well, and think about the compounding too of like, okay, so in a triple your impact situation, the $10 became $30. The $30 went into the foundation and was invested. We grew it, and then we took the growth off of that and we gave it back to the community. And then we're going to grow it again and take the growth off that and give it back to the community over and over again. And we take a part of the growth. So we also invest another part to continue to grow those funds so they can grow more. I mean, it's really fascinating when you get down into it, and I can get all nerdy, and you don't want to hear all the nerd talk from me.
No, I don't. I just like to know that somebody else is handling that. And here you go. Here's my little chunk. Thank you for taking care of
us. Yes, and your little chunk is growing and growing and growing. And one last thing I'll say is it's really important to me that we also pass this down to our kids. And so... Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about that at the Carroll County Giving Day. We had the change buckets. We did a change drive. My goal is to also facilitate this so that we can start involving our kids in this, so they can understand what a community foundation does and how it impacts them from the beginning. So if your kid wants to participate by giving $5, that's great. And, like, have them talk to us about it. Like, we'll explain it to them. But, like, let's start teaching them how to do what your community is doing now so that we can continue the legacy that is happening, whether it is supporting the community foundation or supporting a local family that, you know, has had a tragic accident happen. But let's teach them how to be good humans. I love that.
We have to finish on that because it doesn't get any better. Emily Hemmersbach and Bonnie Fairchild, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Emily.
We know we'll have you back. Bonnie, we hope to see you over the summer again. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Thank you very much. We are at the halfway mark, and do we have other guests coming up today?
I haven't seen anybody walk in the door yet, but that's a possibility.
Okay. Well, we have them scheduled, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
All right.
Things happen.
You're right. Listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.